The Real Thing, written by Robert G. Barrett and read by Dino Marnica. Detective Joe Warren loosened his tie a little more and took another quiet sip on his scotch and dry. Seated next to him, Detective Alan Redmond did pretty much the same thing. Across from the two tough Vice Squad detectives, Price Galisi and George Brennan were seated at Price's desk, their drinks standing idly on the oak top. To their left, Eddie Salita sat quietly in the corner, absently picking at his watch. Les Norton and Billy Dunn had entered the office about 5 minutes earlier and were parked comfortably in two leather chairs to Price's right, holding their drinks in their laps. No one was talking. No one was laughing. Thursday night at the Kelly Club had finished almost an hour ago. The money was counted and in the safe. The club was locked up and the staff and punters had drifted off into the night. Outside, King's Cross was still pumping along in its own gaudy, happy sort of way. But at 4 a.m. on Friday morning, the atmosphere in Price Galisi's office was deadly serious. You didn't have to be Einstein to figure out there was a bit of trouble in the air. Price Galisi took a light sip on his drink and looked over at Detective Joe Warren.
"All right, Joe," he said easily. "Now what's this business you were talking to me about on the phone earlier? There's trouble coming up from Melbourne. Is that right?"
Detective Warren ran his finger round the rim of his glass and stole a quick glance at his partner.
"That's right, Price. There's going to be a hit on you this Saturday night. Right here in the club."
"And it's Vince Rossiter?"
Detective Warren nodded his head solemnly.
"It's not a load of shit either, Price," said his partner. "We've got it straight from the armed hold-up boys in Collins Street."
Price drummed his fingers lightly on the top of the desk. It was so tense and electrifyingly quiet in the plush, roomy office, you could distinctly hear the ice cubes cracking in George Brennan's still untouched drink.
"And this mug Rossiter says he's going to do it this Saturday night, in here."
"We know he's a mug, Price," replied Detective Warren. "There's no two ways about that. But he's also mad as a meat axe."
"He's got to be," grunted Les Norton.
There'd been a bungled attempt on Price's life by two mixed-up hitmen from Melbourne about 12 months earlier. Luckily, it had been thwarted by Les. As soon as Price found out who it was, he sent Eddie Salita down to deal with them. Eddie, with the help of an old mate from Vietnam who was living in Brunswick, shot both of them and dumped their weighted bodies in Port Phillip Bay. One of the bodies belonged to Steve Rossiter, Vince Rossiter's brother. The Rossiters were a close-knit, not very intelligent but highly feared family from around the South Melbourne markets. The two brothers, Vince and Steve, besides being extremely violent and totally unpredictable, were just about inseparable. Vince was reputed to be almost bordering on insanity. The Painters and Dockers Union used them for bagmen, and they'd been involved in a number of unsolved shootings. They also specialised in armed hold-ups on the side. Vince was a master of disguise. By sheer intimidation, they'd managed to stay one step ahead of the law, though at the time of Steve's disappearance, the police had finally managed to lag Vince with a 3-1 for assault and malicious wounding. A publican in Footscray had asked him to leave his hotel, so Vince put a glass in the man's face and beat up his wife.